Hello.
My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need
this
to
is
advise
Jimmy
you.
Smith. Yeah,
this call is
this
being
is Jimmy
recorded
Smith.
For quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay. I've been trying to get my unemployment because I've been out of work because of a medical condition, and I've applied for unemployment, and I've been having problems with getting paid. You know, every Sunday I have to talk to these people on the phone about whether I'm going to work or whether I have, you know, doing this or doing that. And I'm following the instructions, and I'm giving them the information that they're requesting. But I've been doing that. How long, baby?
12 a month. And then you got a letter saying that he was denied
because
he didn't respond.
I wasn't responding.
But
and how
got
can
records of phone calls when he called, and he was called back. So we don't know what to do since we're doing everything that we've been asked to do. Why was he then declined the benefits? Because they said he didn't call, but he did.
And I wanted to. I was calling to see who do I need to explain this to, so that I can receive my benefits.
Okay, so if the claim was denied, there are two ways to go about it. It is either we file for a new claim, or
we faxed in an appeal today.
Yes, that's the word I was trying to look for. The appeal, or you send an appeal.
Well, we faxed it in, but like everything else we've been sending in, we're concerned that it's even going to be
received.
Is there not a place where we can schedule an appointment to go in and talk to somebody face-to-face and bring the documentation and resolve this?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay, so on our work, okay, so...
Get a pen, please, ma'am. Get a pen, please. Oh, never mind. I got one hand. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
So you want to come in?
Yeah, we could just go in and sit down and talk to somebody and show them our documentation.
Okay, so the number to call to make. And to make an appointment to do a walk-in, I really don't have the number with me. So what I'm going to do is I am going to give you our inquiry department number. They are open from Sunday to Thursday at 5 p.m. Maybe you can get a number from them to try to do a walk-in.
Are those the people that call after 5 and then they call you back?
Yes, ma'am. You make an appointment.
We talked to them a dozen times, and a lady gave us an email address and sent the stuff to the email address, and they still tell us that they don't have it.
They don't have it.
We fax and we get confirmation that they have the fax. They tell us they don't have it. So... can we go to someplace in Montgomery and deliver the paperwork?
Okay, so have you tried turning it in on the website?
Yeah, we did that too. And we got a response from the website saying that they thanks for contacting them, and they'll get back to us as soon as they can. And that's been over a week.
And nobody's never responded. And I've been feeling doing this for over a month now. I feel like 4 claims and haven't got any return from either one.
So you already turned it in on the website and you faxed it in, and they still said they haven't received it yet.
Right. We faxed it in. A young lady gave us an email address. It was a VCS or something like that email address. We scanned it and emailed it. We went on the website. We filled out an inquiry on the website, and they acknowledged that they received the inquiry, but we've never gotten anybody to reach out to us since then. So then when we get the appeal, the denial, because we didn't do what we were asked to do, it's like, okay, no, we did everything, so where do we go now? So we've been spinning our wheels. Today we faxed it again and everything like that, and we called again. So that we really just need to talk to somebody or see someone that we can, just resolve this.
Wait, so you are faxing everything in through the email?
We're faxing it to the number that's on the correspondence that we're getting.
Is it the 334-954-4094 number?
Could you hold on a minute? I'll go get the folder.
Fill up my notebook.
Okay. Read facts 2. Come on, just 1 minute. 334-956-5891.
Yes, ma'am. That is the right number.
Okay.
And to fax a request to the Board of Appeals, that would be 334-956-7494.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
I said to fax a request to the Board of Appeals.
Okay.
It will be 334-956-7494.
Okay.
That would
All
be
right.
the Board of Appeals.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll go back tomorrow and do that. Because on the list that they sent us, they gave us that other number, that 956-5891 number.
Yes, ma'am. But
okay,
my advice is you keep on trying to call the inquiries.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And if nothing is still working out, you can just give us a call.
And what's the best number to call you?
It will be, let me go. It will be 334. No, it will be 866.
866.
234.
234.
5382.
Okay.
And our inquiry will be 800.
Mm-hmm. 361. Mm-hmm. 4524.
You can call them at 5 p.m. to make an appointment for the following day. That's our inquiry. Or you can visit our website, www.labor.alabama.gov, to submit an inquiry.
Okay. And the other thing she gave us, let's see, what was that other email? Hold on just 1 moment. What is that? Can you read that?
It's, yeah, Labor, Alabama.
Okay. All right.
labor.alabama.gov/contacts. You see interest.
Okay. So anyway, all right. We'll keep that. We'll try it again. We'll fax it to this new number you gave us, and we'll see where we go from there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But
yes, ma'am.
There's a way to schedule an appointment until we go through all of that, huh?
You can still try to schedule an appointment today, actually. And if you didn't make the appointment, you can just call them back tomorrow. Or do it through the do it through the website.
All right. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I found that other number. It was ucx.fax@labor.alabama.gov. And that's what we sent it to them twice also. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your call. What's your name, young man?
Michael.
Michael, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You are welcome, ma'am. So
have a good night.
You do too, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.